Costa on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Well, Joe,
how are you getting on?
Here you are now. We caught you between, you know, in the sort of changeover lounge in the airport as you get off one flight and go to the connecting flight.
Do you want me to really annoy you?
Go on.
Well, just for the listeners, because the abuse you give me, I might as well just take it on this occasion. I'm actually going to take the bit of abuse off you. Next Thursday, I will be flying on the inaugural flight, the Etihad Dreamliner, to Abu Dhabi. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, back on Sunday. And you got the ticket in the other day, Declan. Guess what?
Well, it's boring.
Bloody business class. I mean,
business.
What's that?
Oh, gosh, Joe.
We're all the way over. Yes.
You don't mind going business class, because I know you like to go rough and tumble back of the plane.
I'll have to go down and look at economy just for you to make sure that it's okay down there. Yeah, they're going to be running the Dreamliner Etihad Airways. I have a long connection with them, and it's the first time I've actually flown with them. I've been to Dubai before. I'm looking forward to checking out Abu Dhabi. We're going on a desert trail. We're doing a few things. Nice 5-star hotel. Looks very nice, Declan. So I'll be reporting back on Etihad Airways. As I said, the Dreamliner is running for their summer season, and the inaugural flight is next Thursday.
The Dreamliner is quite a big aircraft, isn't it?
It's really big. And you know, the technology with the Dreamliner, I've been on it before. I did Ethiopian over to Zimbabwe before, and it's unbelievable, because you don't need, even turbulence, you don't feel it at all because the technology they have on there. And of course, it's all the mood lighting and all that sort of thing. And of course, when you're up the front, turn left as you get onto the plane. We'll be enjoying the full-size bed. It's a 9-hour flight, I think, so I'll definitely have a little siesta on the way over. And on the way back as well, maybe. So,
very
looking
nice.
Forward to that. But anyway.
So you'll be entertained, will you?
I'll be entertained with Etihad Airways, as I said. Looking forward to that. And it's the first flight out on the Dreamliner from Dublin. They have it on there for the summer service.
Okay, so. Well, let me say begrudgingly, enjoy that.
Oh, I will. I will, Declan. I'll send you a little WhatsApp video when I'm sitting there having my Philip Mignon with my little Chateau Neuf de Pop.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, for the rest of us, anyway.
Back to reality, yes.
We're back because people keep asking about this. Because you must get a reputation for this, these last minute deals and things.
That's it.
And they come in every week.
They do.
So somebody who is free and easy and says, I've got the time off, I wonder where I'll go.
I can literally fly tomorrow. Mm. You can get deals as little as 199. You know what I mean? And it's for nothing. And that's your 7 nights, your transfers, accommodation, you know, up to 249, 299. Accommodation would be basic enough, but you've got your flights and you've got your baggage. And that's the big thing as well, because people want to bring their lotions and potions and bits and pieces. Going with hand luggage is not really the ideal thing to do if you're going away for a week's holidays. So there is really, really good deals there as well. And also Aer Lingus actually are celebrating their retaining their 4-star status with 20% off sale to 4 different destinations. There's a promo code, so get your pens ready for it. You can use the code up to midnight, bookings 24th of June. And the promo code is 4, as in the number 4-star 2019 on the Airlings, and it does actually give you 20% off the flights, which is really good. And I think it's to Spain, Portugal, France and Italy. So that's a really good deal. 20% off. Straightforward.
Yeah. Aer Lingus don't have as many destinations as they used to. This seems to be concentrating on America and Canada.
They're very much gone that way. Yeah, very, very much so. And, they still run the old sort of the Spain routes and the Portugal and whatever, but no, not as many routes as they would have had in the past. And like you say, I think they're very much focusing on the sort of the American market, and they're opening up the channels there. I think the latest destination is Dallas, am I right? Or maybe? Don't know.
Yeah, but it's the long haul that they can actually get over to in one go that they seem to be concentrated. They've ordered some more planes, including they've ordered this one with the dodgy reputation, this Boeing.
The Boeing Max, yeah. Well, everything seems to be on hold at the moment, and I think they're going to have to rebrand that plane because, you know.
Would you go in it?
I'd go in. Hey, come on, Declan. Of course I would.
Providing the champagne was on ice.
No,
yeah?
I mean, look. It's very hard to know. I mean, they seem to have sorted things out, and it's such a huge, I mean, the cases I'm sure against Boeing is going to be absolutely huge. And of course, we heard this sort of Ryanair story. They had a huge order on that. So that, you know, knocks everything back for the people, for the airlines that would have ordered the aircraft. So it's going to be a big situation for them. And I think they're going to have to maybe do a name change on it, because it's going to be very difficult for
people. We all know that it was.
We all know. Exactly. That's it. American Airlines were using a huge fleet of them, and they weren't grounded initially, and then they were grounded. So it's going to be very difficult for them, you know what I mean, to come back from that. It's supposed to be similar with any other aircraft. You sort of think, God, I mean,
when you hear the design is not the way maybe it should be, and they brought in software to get over the design.
Yeah.
You depend on the software so that the plane is safe.
So the plane is safe. It doesn't make you feel very confident.
How many times does your phone freeze? How many times does your computer freeze?
I know. Technology, yeah. That's the thing. You know,
I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll all be reassured and they won't be allowed to fly until they are actually okay. But at the same time.
Well, they won't. I mean, they definitely will be grounded until everything is completely tested and checked and whatever. Actually, there's a really good documentary for those nervous of flying on the Concorde. It's on, God, what day is it on? I think it's a Monday or Tuesday. I watched the first part of it. I think it's on for 4 weeks, and it's the whole history of the Concorde. Unbelievable. What a beautiful aircraft. I didn't realise it was actually launched in the 1970s, the Concorde. So there you go. Anyway, back to offers.
Offers,
here we go. Okay. Flying out June the 20th. Of course, the kids are coming off school now. Leaving cert is just finishing up, so things are getting a little bit more expensive. But there is good deals there still. Kusadasi, I'm going there in a couple of weeks' time myself. June the 29th for 7 nights. That's coming in at $399. And that includes your flights, transfers, accommodation. Good price, and you know, especially as we said, we're coming into June there. Temperatures there in around to the 35 degrees. Very, very nice. Also, they've got Bodrum, June the 29th, 7 nights, $399. Really good. Bodrum is supposed to be beautiful because it's a low density living there. So, in other words, the buildings can't go over a certain height and stuff. It's supposed to be a very, very nice area. Also, they have Sicily there. June the 29th, $399, and that's all on sunway.ie. Another few offers here if you've got time to go. I like this little offer. I thought it was quite good because it's all, like, you know, it's click and go. It's flying on the 19th of July, so we're right into the season, to Friday the 26th. It's the suites at Beverly Hills Apartments in Tenerife, and it's for basically 2 adults and 2 children. So it's the full family package, $1,699.59. There you go, not bad, considering full family holiday done for less than €1,700.
Right, that's the Tenerife.
That's the Tenerife, yes.
Okay, we're click and go. When's the...
Self-catering, it's from the 19th of July, that's a Friday, to Friday the 26th of July. So it's right...
How many of those would they have left?
Very many, I would say, at this stage, you know what I mean?
Basically, the plane's not full, the accommodation is not full, and they'll fill up the seats. Is that the idea?
They have the availability there, yeah, so it's 2+2. Because, you know, with the family holidays, I look at someone coming in and I think, God, I can't promote that, that's 3,500. You know what I mean? It's so expensive for people. But that seems like a really good deal for sort of like a family trip. Anything else? Maybe looking for CassieTravel.ie and bringing them all in today. CassieTravel.ie, Gran Canaria, Dublin, the 23rd of June for 7 nights, $373 per person. 3-star. Grand, flights, accommodation, all your bits and pieces. CassieTravel.ie. And of course, there is some really good deals out there. And as I say to people, I know I say it, repeatedly say to you, Declan, but you know, if you decide you want to go on a Saturday, hold off. Just say, I want a hot destination. Check out where it's hot, where it's happening. Because, you know, I was talking to friends who are typically, it would be beautiful weather in Spain at the moment, and especially in the north of Spain. Really bad weather they're having at the moment. People are going around with coats and jackets and stuff. Now, you still have the Marbella, the Costa del Sol, it's beautiful and sunny. So do check where you're going destination if you want to go for sunshine.
Right, give yourself some options and then just wait.
Yep.
Don't panic. The offers will come in.
The offers will come in, yeah, absolutely. And of course, my biggest tip for anyone booking their summer holiday now, book your travel insurance. Please make sure you book your travel insurance. It's a huge thing. Sometimes people just forget about it because they're busy with their lives and they're booking their travel and they've forgotten that they haven't actually got travel insurance. Always make sure you got travel insurance traveling this summer. Top tips.
All right. Well, enjoy however it is, Dreamliner into Abu Dhabi anyway.
Oh, I'll be turning left when I get in that plane. Don't you worry, Declan. Great stuff.
Thanks very much indeed. Joe Supple.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.